From all the different holidays, the good days, the days of judgment, the days of joy, we have one special holiday, which is Purim. It is not similar to all the other holidays. We do not attribute to it some special importance, because this is how it is. It's a holiday of joy, a holiday of children, a holiday where we need to get drunk until one does not know. And we are used to exist between forbidden and allowed, punishment and reward. And therefore, the holiday of Purim, where seemingly everything is nice, everything is good, it's like a holiday of children who want to build their life, at least in childhood, so that everything will be just good without anything being bad. But actually, this holiday symbolizes for us the most important degree, where all the judgments are already cancelled, and we are all already in the complete in order to be still, destroying all of the evil, all the evil becomes good, the angel of death becomes the holy angel, and then we advance towards the understanding of this holiday. It's very important, very special. It is the highest. There is nothing higher than Purim, where all the judgments are cancelled, all of the limitations are revoked, and we truly attain the Creator's attitude in our corrected kelim, as good who does good to the good and to the bad, to everyone. So let us see what it says. There's a lot written about Purim, even though, because it does not belong to our daily existence, which is being without limitations, we're not used to exist in such a way. So we therefore do not ascribe to this a lot of time, a lot of attention. But nevertheless, let's see.
What does it mean that the light shines before the end of correction?
That these were not the same conditions as in the end of correction. In the end of correction, you have a clothing of chassadim over the entire light of Chokhmah. The light of the purpose of creation, the light of Chokhmah, is received in the light of the correction of creation, the light of chassadim. Whereas this was not yet the time for it, the kelim were not yet ready for it. And what they did is they raised such a great man through their outcry, their plea, that they invited, they drew the clothing for the light of Chokhmah from above. Then the light of Chassadim comes and the light of Chokhmah comes, and they are already clothed in each other, and this is considered a miracle. That is, it's not that we do it from below. If it's through man, if it happens from below upward, according to the order of the degrees, then it's according to the order. It's not a miracle. Whereas, if we ask, if we demand, there was a fasting there and a prayer, meaning raising man. They wanted to connect. They realized there is no choice under the external pressure. And then they reached a state where that same clothing of the light of Chassadim appeared. And then the light of Chokhmah, even though it has to be only as the light of the purpose of creation, however, it was revealed. It was revealed before its time. Because in spirituality, there are no times. There are degrees. If now you can extend a correction that belongs to the end of correction, then you are at the end of correction. And this is what they did, as if they leapfrogged. They were capable of asking, of demanding to be needy of this correction of Gemar Tikkun, the end of correction. Okay? Yes?
What does it mean where it says here that there's an illumination in Purim every year? How does that illumination, how is it related to us? What does it mean?
Well, upon us there is also such a result to all of the degrees. We are on a degree which, even though it is the lowest, it is called this world, nevertheless it is the result of all of the spiritual degrees. Therefore we undergo all kinds of changes. Whatever is happening in the upper world also appears during our time in the lowest world. Therefore, you can say that we have times for this and times for that. So, such changes that through these changes we can perform all kinds of actions. Now we have to understand which actions do we do. We can perform actions in corporeality, with our hands, through all kinds of customs, and we can perform actions in our desire, even though all of our desires are certainly in order to receive. However, we try nevertheless to perform some signs that are as if we are in order to bestow. And out of the inclination to ever reach in order to bestow, we nevertheless make efforts that are similar to that.
Are there any special lights during this time of Purim?
There is an awakening above that works in such a way that There are changes in each and every time during the year.
So how do we connect to that force, to that power specifically at this time?
This is what I'm saying, that it depends on how much you can work with yourself to be similar to that root that appears in spirituality. In spirituality, there is no time, and it all depends on the state that the person is in spirituality. If we make efforts, we can also extend the appearance.
From Ashdod is asking, what does it mean that the scroll of Esther will never be cancelled, revoked?
All the holidays, all the special days will be cancelled except for the scroll of Esther, because it speaks about the end of correction. It's very simple. This state is ahead of us, and we are going to, once we reach it, we will stay in it. It is the state of the general correction of the entire reality, the whole of creation, all of the souls, everyone. Whatever we can imagine, the entire kli that the Creator has created reaches its correction of in order to bestow completely.
It's said that the days of Purim are good days, a good time, right?
Yes, this is what I said, that there is a special illumination from above, from the same root, that works for the better.
So what's going on this year?
this year? Apparently, everything is working for the better. Whether we understand it or not, that is the question. However, we should believe that during these days there is an addition, a good addition. Are you talking about the virus? I think that it is coming for the better. It is showing humanity how much it is in a state, in a direction that is wrong. How much our whole life is aimed towards death and suffering, how much we depend on each other through bad connections. And we need to cleanse ourselves from all of this waste. Meaning from all of these goals that are needless, useless, besides our even inclination is pushing us to all directions except that one correct direction. So in order to help us not to be aimed towards all kinds of false directions, to help us to a little bit to settle in our mind and in our heart, in the relations between us, etc., comes seemingly a trouble, a problem called a virus, or something else, it doesn't matter, and it shakes the whole of humanity. And this is actually a good time to learn what is it that the Creator wants of us and how accordingly can we be in the same process with Him. I see in this a very nice action from above. When people are starting to think, what are we living for? For what purpose? Should I truly live this way like before? Run to work, to all kinds of places, purchase all kinds of things. What's going on? What for? This is also good. There should be something there, but what's behind it? So nevertheless, through the suffering, people are beginning to think, what is the purpose of my life?
It
greatly elevates humanity in asking, what is the reason for our life? Therefore, during such times, we should write more and more, publicize about the purpose of life, the essence of life, why do such blows of nature arrive. And it's not a blow also. 99% of it is just fears. There's no reality to it as it was once with the true plagues of the Middle Ages when a quarter of the population would remain alive or something. From morning to night, they were all busy just burying people. You would enter homes and you would just see people lying dead there. And no one was even taking care of burying them. In Europe, it was terrible. But during our time, all in all, what's there? If you look at the numbers. However, this fear, this panic, the limitation, and actually limitation on what? We're not allowed to fly everywhere, so what? People live for thousands of years without that. We won't be able to shop, to buy from the thousands of different items in the supermarket. We'll be able to only buy 50 items or 100. People live that way too. So what is it all about? That not everyone will have work. We don't need everyone to work. What for? It's enough if 10% of people would work, and everyone would have enough to, for their sustenance, for their existence, and all the rest is redundant. By that, we only empty the planet from all of its resources. So, I see in this virus truly a good place to teach people what is the purpose of life. Nowadays, people are more willing to hear. And I hope it won't just pass quickly. Not in terms of the suffering, but in terms of it giving people enough time to absorb the essence of this blow, that it doesn't come in order to give us suffering, but in order to teach us what is important in life. And it is truly so. We see how much it works. And the fact that it distances between people, that's good. What kind of connection was there between people? An egoistic one. Now they're being taught a little bit how to be more calm, how to be more modest. Good. Now we have time in our head, then in general there is more time to think a little bit about the essence of life. We will see changes. Not great ones, and not entirely towards the future, but nevertheless there will be changes. And we need to learn from that. And also, this is actually a time for dissemination, a broad dissemination everywhere we can, to write about what good does it do. Meaning, with which intention, with which direction, what is the guidance of all of these actions on behalf of nature when it happens. Look at it from the side of the upper force, the way that it navigates everything, because there is none else besides him. He's everywhere, and the way that he's operating, I'm not going to study learn from this about geography and politics and all of these things. I'm not going into that. We don't care about those things. However, the general course of events and the general direction, it's very
important. How does this transition happen from a state where a person sees things with feels pressure and suddenly sees things differently?
Because he understands that there is none else besides him, and he starts to see in all of the actions that are before him, these are the actions of the upper force. It controls everything, each and every atom and molecule, each virus or medication, or the acts of the human beings in the still, vegetative and animate, in everything, only upper force works. So what can we do? We can only detect the action of this force and perform corrections upon ourselves so that we identify with it. We cannot influence it. Our entire influence on the upper force is by us researching it in order to identify with it. And to identify, it is, as our texts say, in order to bestow, that I want to be in adhesion with him. Then, to the extent that we are capable of being in adhesion with him, accordingly, we start to see correctly what is his intention, what is he doing, and what for, what is his purpose. And by that, we become his partners. We are adhered to him. So everything starts from there is none else besides him.
Yes, but the whole world doesn't perceive that there's none else besides him.
The whole world is on the animate level. If you want to be on the speaking level, the difference between the animate and the speaking is that in the speaking you have, there is none else besides him. You accept the upper governance and you want to research it in order to be adhered to it.
Again.
Yes.
From what stage in one's life does there's none else besides him come in?
It's from a stage where he is in an environment that is constantly trying, in a tent that is constantly trying to hold each other in there is none else besides him. That is, but they're praying, doing all kinds of things so that they would not disconnect between them and out of them to the Creator. And each time that this society makes efforts in order to connect, as, for example, we did in the Congress, when they attain some connection between them, and later on they receive a burdening of the heart for the next degree in order to rise higher. We talked yesterday about the igulim, the circles, and the yosha, the line, right? That we need to build the ten in a circle. Once we attain the circle, we're rewarded with a higher degree in yosher, a straight line, rising from the center of the ten, to identify a bit more with the Creator, to connect with him. And as we connect with him, we get as a result the burdening of the heart. This is what we have right now, following the Congress. And once again, we have to build between us a connection in all of the tens. And when a person completes these circles, once again, we would be worthy of rising on a line, kav. And this is how we change each and every time. Therefore, it is now upon us to arrange ourselves once again in tens, in the group, in connection, and to try to reach a state of Purim. What can I say? That's it. In each and every degree, when you reach the circle and you want to be in it, that is, connected with the upper force without any limitations on your side, with heart and soul of the ten, then the ten that is interconnected in such a way and also connecting with the upper force, and they create him. You have made me, says the upper force. What does it mean? Because you establish between you such a connection that you realize what is the essence of the connection. The essence of your connection is me. It's the Creator. Otherwise, we cannot attain him. We must not speak of him in any other sense. Therefore, he has no name, and he has no form, no shape, nothing. What does he have? If you reach Havaya, this is the form of the Creator. And Havaya means your kelim connected in the ten in the right way. And if we jump, usually it's on the left because we want to develop a deficiency, a lack, and on top of it, completion. A deficiency and then completion. Left, right, left, right. And we hold ourselves in the middle. The fact that we are not holding ourselves in the middle aimed towards there is none else besides him, well, then we don't have the left or the right, but rather we're in some sort of an unclear state. The most important for us is to establish ourselves towards there is none else besides him. And to be towards there is none else besides him, you cannot do it without the two lines.
So reality is now showing us a certain process that we're all part of. And
well, for us, it's an excellent state. We receive the burdening of the heart, a great one, following this Congress. In all of our groups, They're all still recovering, the different groups, and us as well. We're not, we haven't come back still. We don't need to come back, but nevertheless, to come back, we do have to come back to the routine, but on a higher level. Yes?
Well, that's it, really. I'm just looking for the way to remember that we need to use the left always.
You cannot do that without the group. It would be incorrect usage. It is only in order to grip on the 10 and within the 10 to try everything that is negative to balance it through the positive. From where will you take love that covers all crimes? It's from the 10. Love covers all crimes. How else? This is already work within the 10.
Now it's the same situation. The whole world is Babylon right now. Tell the world, let's connect above all of our egos. Let's stop squeezing this earth, extorting people. Let's live nicely in a way where each one has what he needs and no more. Everyone will feel at peace and fulfilled, because through all of these corporeal things, we cannot fulfill anyone. It'll be an inner fulfillment. Say, as Abraham did, let's connect, and from that we'll get to wealth and happiness and whatever you want. And that's the situation. It's the situation today as well. And we need to see it as an opportunity. We need to see it as an opportunity for dissemination. And most especially now, when the whole world is lending an ear, wanting to listen, to hear what's happening, what's going on with the coronavirus and so on, each one must publicize this matter as much as possible, meaning that salvation is only through connection, can come only through connection, and enough already. We can see an opportunity right now to stop this false mode of development, which leads us to a swamp, to something, to a situation we cannot survive. We have some recognition of the shattering. We have a big general world crisis. We're in that. So let's stop for a second. Let's pause. Let's try by ourselves to stop this deterioration. And let's stop making more weapons and so on. If we don't do that, then the forces of nature will stop us in a different way. Right now, it's barely anything. How many people died? 3,000? All over the whole world? All over the world? What is that?
So
we need to see it as an opportunity. And first of all, it's an opportunity for us, and I'm very afraid that what's upon us to do, a certain measure of dissemination, of awakening, of explanation, if we don't do that, the response will be very, very bad. No one, by the way, no one will receive spiritual awakening if he does not fulfill his duty in this development of humanity. We are of the last generation. Yes.
In the ascent from below upward, are there such states, as he's describing in the excerpt here, that before they deserve it, through requests, they can actually reach the end of correction?
At every moment, you can enter the end of correction, or any moment. We don't know. But all previous states are arranged in such a way where there's nothing left to wait for. Tell me, what signs do you have to show that we are in the last generation? What signs? Look at the world. What can you say when you look at this world to determine that it's the end of correction now, right? That's the only thing left. But Baal HaSulam says so. Can you yourself determine that we're at the last generation, the time of the end of correction? He writes that this generation has to be of a special stature, a special height, but do you see it? But he writes that we are the worthy generation, the proper generation for it. So we need to publicize all these things over every channel. You all sitting here, just sitting here, that won't help you. It won't help. It's only when you extend the or act upon the intention of the Creator to bring the whole world to the end of correction. I'm not seeing Bnei Baruch yet as a factory for dissemination. It's not just about opening campuses here and there. It's a problem. We need to disperse our materials, our texts, disseminate everywhere, in every direction. And this is mostly through the internet.
Tov.
All right.
Maybe in dissemination, regarding dissemination, let's say, use half an hour. We have 3 hours in the lesson. Everybody can bring their laptops and, you know, we will use Facebook and publicize a message each and every day.
We need to think about that. It could be a good idea as well. But then it turns out that it's like one person disseminating in many different places. We'll get something that's very similar. Well, we need to think. Perhaps so. Perhaps so. Yes?
Regarding this, I wanted to ask you, you said that each one of us truly is obligated to do it, and now you also added that the dissemination factory is not yet doing its job. So if you can describe, what is it that you...
It's only according to the extent to which you invoke the name of the Lord in the world, extend His name. Only according to that do you merit some action towards you, by Him towards you. Otherwise, what are you doing? This is your man. You want to present, to publicize.
About dissemination, just to make sure I understand. Because many times I hear the friends say, but I'm engaging in dissemination, not writing, maybe. I'm engaging in dissemination, I'm helping with broadcast, I'm teaching. So
the fact that he's covering his behind, so to speak, that won't help. It won't help. Is he truly doing what he needs to do according to the purpose, the end goal? He can't come to me and then tell me, I'm doing things already. I'm not his guardian or anything. He needs to know if he's doing his duty in creation, because it's part of creation. It's in the general vessel of Adam HaRishon. It's his own business with the Creator, not with me.
I would like to understand again. We are a big society. There are many roles here that in the end they all serve the goal.
I don't know. I can say, God bless. I take care of the computers and so on, and so I don't need to be involved in anything else. Or you could say that about anything. No, it's not true.
So what is the minimum that is upon each and every friend? Doesn't matter what role he has, there's another role.
It's written that even the slave, son of a slave who toils behind the grindstone, Right, where is it written? 600,000 souls. Each one must. Each one.
Must what?
Each one must, according to his role, according to his place, according to his ability, to publicize the knowledge of correction to everyone, and to also express it properly in writing, in speech or action, all the way through.
And the result is less important for you? What is more important is that...
Why is the result not...
No, I mean, it is important, but it sounds like it's more important than...
If the result is not important, then you're not doing everything you can. What do you mean it's not important? How do you differentiate them? The act itself is also... The action itself is also part of the result.
No, it could be that I won't write nicely, or it won't be clear, or...
Then we need to establish some body that will check everything, some organization. You must all of you be disseminating. It's not just you who writes. There need to be 400 more such as you, and no less than you.
I'm asking about the degree of exertion, about this measure that each friend has to disseminate.
There is no measure for it. You understand? We're talking about the correction of the world and one's duty in his life. What does a person need to do in life if not to publicize the name of the Lord? Why were you born? Why are you alive? What were you made for? In order to, through the vessels, to make known the upper force to the whole of reality.
When you say you don't see a dissemination factory here, what kind of dissemination factory do you envision?
I see everyone studying with us, with all his power, all his might, as much as possible, explaining to everyone about the correction of the world. I don't know how to put it. We might be on the receiving end of such viruses in the near future, and you shouldn't ask then, why do we deserve this? You by yourselves awaken those viruses. What can I say? If you don't bring in connection, the light of Chassadim, then you receive these things not close.
Regarding this virus, let's imagine to ourselves that the whole of humanity is on the spiritual level. How then will the appearance of this new virus develop?
No. Wait a moment. The virus is a correction. It's a correction. If we cannot be in good relationships, proper connections, productive, effective, beneficial connections that are conducive to correction, then all of the waste accumulates, which we cannot correct, which we cannot clothe in chassadim. And then this thing comes. Where does the virus come from? We connected together in many different ways. Money, finance, trade, all sorts of things. Right? Humanity is entirely interconnected. You can see what's going on here. It's planes, ships. What for? If we accomplish this in a way which is not goal oriented, not according to the correction, then nature certainly is filled up gradually with our waste, and then it shows us our waste as something we need to correct. That's how it works. The virus is an outcome of our improper interconnection. we've come to a state where we must, where we must take we must put a stop to certain relations between people, nations. It's too much already. We've entered such forms of connection where we manufacture only waste. Only waste. So this virus beats us a bit on our heads. And now we can understand that our path was not the right path. We need to be connected in different ways. That's what we have to do. That's why I'm saying that dissemination is very, very important. It will shorten the path. It will reduce the suffering of humanity, and that's our work. If you have love thy friend as thyself with respect to humanity, you must make sure that they suffer less, all of them. So let's see how we can do that. The Creator wants everyone to enjoy Him, and if they're not enjoying, then they should come to understand why.
About this coronavirus, what should we broadcast in our dissemination as of today? If beforehand we were talking about connection, mutual integration, today we hear that it's good if each one isolates himself and stays in his house, in his country. Here I don't quite understand it. What should we explain accordingly today?
The reason for coronavirus, why it came. But before that, we have to explain the process that humanity is undergoing and why it needs to reach a state where it's properly interconnected. Because if us, the whole of humanity, will be connected, we won't bring ourselves to such a crisis as we have now, and there will be more large crises in the future. We'll get through a proper good connection between us, we will attain the upper force that's inherent in nature. He will be revealed in the proper connection between us. How to put it? We will simply feel the way He operates in us. I relate to you and to you and to you, to all of you in a good way. We relate nicely to each other, and suddenly we begin to feel that in this flow we have between us, as we treat each other well, there is another additional component, the upper force. So these good relationships between us will ultimately bring us to a sensation, to the sensation that what we are doing, none of it comes from us, but rather there is a force at work between us. And it ordered such actions from us, where suddenly we want to connect properly to each other. Where did it come from? Through concealment, it invokes such forces in us, such relationships, and later it is revealed. And when we have these good relationships with each other, He is revealed and He shows us that He did this, He clothes in us, and so we have a connection with that upper force, and that is called the revelation of the Creator to the created beings. And that's what we have to accomplish. There is nothing more perfect. And then we attain our lives, not a miserable life between one virus and another until we finally die. Rather, we feel our lives to be eternal and whole. That's it. All right? San Francisco.
Da. Rav, you said that through our dissemination we can reduce the suffering of humanity, but we also learn that the blows won't necessarily go away, but will only increase. So the question is, how through our actions do we reduce their suffering?
We need to explain all that. That all these blows and punishments come in order to establish proper relationships between us, where we feel ourselves to be operating inside of one template, one pattern, through the good forces of nature and not through our own ego. And the closer we come to that good relationship, those good relationships between us, we will
part of the world kli.
That you need to think of. You, the world kli, together all of us, all those groups and everyone that's on our screens, and those who are behind the screens, etc., all those people who are with us in connection, you need to think, what are you doing? That's it. In the connection between you, as you unite between you, certainly all of Italy and no matter Latin America and Europe and the Far East, everyone will feel relief. You want to heal this virus? Please connect. Don't think about Italy. Italy is as a direct result of what will happen between you. If you're searching for where the virus is in you. So it'll be clearer to you. I'm sorry, but that's how I have to say it. Yes.
My question is more, let's say, in the body there's a place that drinks, a part that hears. Each organ has its ability and what it's supposed to do. My question is, should the Kli right now think about Italy as this organ?
It doesn't need to think about Italy. I'm saying this again to you, and you're sticking to your guns. We don't need to think about Italy. We need to think about the general Kli, just like we don't talk about the correction that we need to be in good. We correct ourselves, and by that, it'll be good for everyone. That's it. That's the point. The fact that Italy is close to you, if it wasn't Italy, but Indonesia, then you wouldn't think it in such a way. So we need to differentiate. There's a matter of where you can correct the Kli and the results of the correction. So the correction needs to be from the head, and the head is you. And if you don't correct yourselves, then what do you want? To go and explain to the Italians what they need to know? That's the last thing. No matter how many articles you write there, maybe it'll give something. It'll give, but it's not that it'll heal now. You must, first of all, heal the virus between you. I don't see, after the convention, that the society is recovering from the fact that it received an addition of Aviyut. I truly don't. I myself feel such a burdening that I'm looking at everyone and it's like half are not coming to the lesson, half are falling asleep. Those who are operating even in the factory as if they're continuing their vacation. What's going on? Ask yourselves. You are the source of the problem. The virus is coming out.
To him, or maybe try. If you're talking about Purim, then I'll speak to you in terms of Purim as well. Tell him what it means, the lights of Haman in the Kelim of Mordechai. That you can't receive knowledge or light of life or attainment above your animate life, because you're a beast. You're a beast, you're an animal. And nature works on you to bring you out of the animate level to the human level, where you're similar to the Creator. And that degree means you're getting higher superior vitality, meaning upper light, attainment, understanding where you exist, how you exist. And you can't do it unless you rise above your ego. Your kelim are unsuitable, unfit. They have to be big. They have to be universal. They have to be around the globe. Look at what this corona is doing now. It connects you all around the globe. Yesterday I watched television, right? For maybe half an hour I watched it. Because around the world, that's all that they're talking about. Only about this. It's nice that humanity has nothing else to talk about. It's good. Around the world. What am I trying to say? We need the kelim of Mordechai, the vessels of bestowal, light of chassadim. In them we will receive lights of Haman, which is light of chokhmah. But if we are drawn to the light of chokhmah first, then a crisis comes, which shows us that we have to prepare the kelim of Mordechai. And that's our problem. Where are these kelim of chassadim? The vessels of chassadim are bestowal, love, connection. That's it. This is the right line. And the left will come later. The left is chokhmah, which will clothe in chassadim. This is what we need. And it's like that on every level. You can explain it. However you explain it. But humanity doesn't need anything other than to be connected together. And according to this, you will receive not the illumination of Chokhmah that brings you trouble, because it shines to you from afar, because it wants to clothe, but it's got nowhere to clothe in. So you feel like pain, like pressure. It pressures you. Rather, you will feel that it comes to your benefit. It spreads nicely with congruence between the light and the clique.
Relating to the fact that you said that the virus is between us, so it's similar to it seems like the ego is exploding when we're in help, one helps his friend, whenever we try to support one another towards the goal. It feels like that's when the ego blurs things between us and puts us in all these states. Is that correct?
The ego is growing all the time. Each and every day. There's no day like the previous day. Because the ego is growing all the time. It's like clockwork. It ticks. This is on one hand. On the other hand, you have periods, like we say, or occasions. Periods where the ego takes another like leap. But all of it is in order to give us an opportunity to complete, to complement the advancement that came from above, which is generally called an awakening from above, to complement it with our work, which is called an awakening from below. It's called connecting a desire to a desire. Make your will as his will. Something like that. There are many such phrases. So, if we try to kind of take a step before the Creator, so to speak, by this, we turn all the bad into good. The Creator shines on us and constantly showers us with light of Chokhmah. The light of Chokhmah is he himself will be revealed in this way. But if we don't prepare ourselves with connection between us, where we establish the light of Chassadim to receive the light of Chokhmah correctly, what happens is that we feel the nearing of the light of Chokhmah like a knife, like fire, like death. We need to receive it in Chassadim, and then it'll feel warm, good, love. This is our work.